Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. I am Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast. Your host is Philip Binga Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic is Bless the Lord, O My Soul. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. And I welcome you all to this segment of our Blog Talk Radio Ecologist. As the presenter has just said, the topic for today is Bless the Lord, O My Soul. Bless the Lord, O My Soul. In other words, we can rephrase it as Praise the Lord, O My Soul, or in a modern acceptable language, give thanks unto the Lord. But when we say, Bless the Lord, O my soul, or praise the Lord, O my soul, this sentence begs for many questions. And I will try to summarize it. I will not be able to bring out all the questions because this is a worldwide Blog Talk Radio internet session. But I will be able to encourage those who believe in God. Of course, I do not have apology for those that say there is no God, because the logic of denier is also accepting what you are denying. God is God. But sometimes, as a believer, we always have a moment, even in our relationship with our Lord. For Bible says God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. For today's broadcast, I will take my discussion and try to explain this discussion from Psalm 103, because as a human being, the believer, we have to give thanks unto the Lord. We have to cultivate the heart of gratitude. But like I said, when we come to this junction, the demand for praising the Lord begs for some many questions. And I will give us a few questions and answer it from this psalm and some other scripture that I will just summarize. Praise the Lord for his many benefits. 2, we have to praise the Lord for his ongoing mercy. 3, we have to praise the Lord for his transcendent glory and gentle care. Then I set forth a comparison of the transitory nature of humanity with the everlasting rule of God. 5. A call for heaven and earth to bless the Lord. C.S. Lewis said, "Reason is the natural organ. Imagination is the organ of meaning." In the book, in the scripture, Psalm 103, verse 1 said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Then, like I said, when that demand comes to praise the Lord, then the demand begs for questions, able to give us about 5. And I may repeat it. And I will do it slowly. From this Psalm 103, though I will try to go into some other scripture, but I want to base this discussion on this psalm. Which I say, number one, when the demand comes to worship God, to praise the Lord, and the question is why? The answer has to be, we need to praise the Lord for his many benefits. And then when you read from verse 1 of Psalm 103 to 5, we can answer that question. Verse 2 said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Another question will be begged for, what are those benefits? The most important one is that, who forgives all your iniquities? One. Who heals all your diseases? Who redeemed your life from destructions? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that it's renewed like the eagles? In fact, when we ponder on these 5 verses alone, and the feature that we just read, in which, in our own leisure time, you can check the scripture, just like the believer of the old, when they hear the word of God, they go home and check the scripture to check whether what they heard, it is true. All this picture that I spread from verse 3 to 5, this is beyond any capability of any living being except God himself. Powerful as the human mind is, all the medicine combined cannot heal all the diseases. And there are so many diseases that even medication cannot even kill or cure. So when the demand comes to bless the Lord, And when we think of his benefits, we need to thank him. Because by natural law, when somebody do us good, we need to thank him, to show the heart of gratitude. But of course, human being is limited. Even if we want to help, there is a limitation to what we can do. But from this Psalm 103, you will see that these benefits that warrant us to have the act of gratitude is beyond what any living human being can perform. And before we can just get this revelation, we have to have faith. You will ask me, how do I have faith? It's the same thing. When you are sick, you go to the doctor, even if you don't know the kind of the medicine, even if you don't know how to read X-ray, MRI, but you believe the doctors, and judiciously abide by the instruction and try to get the medicine because you have faith in God you have faith in that doctor that he knows what he's doing, and by giving you the medicine and you take it according to what how he prescribed it, you might get relief. But the irony, the experience shows that not always working right. Not because the doctor doesn't know what he's doing, not because you do not do it right, but because we are limited. So we have to praise the Lord for his many benefits. Two, we have to praise the Lord for his ongoing mercy. You know, if you read from verse 6 to 10, he said, the Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who oppress. He made known his word, even to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sin, punished us according to our iniquities. That is to say, number two, why do I bless the Lord? You don't know what I'm going through, speaker. You don't know how I've been oppressed. But we need to praise the Lord for his many benefits. Because struggle indicates that we are not dying yet. And the one thing is certain for the general law of nature of life, that struggle for life is the general law of nature. Any human being born to this earth must always fight for life. Even the so-called atheist knows that the concept of life is battle. Of course, we can have humanistic philosophy about pursuit of the happiness. That is another topic. That is, praise the Lord for his ongoing mercy. It is ongoing mercy. Praise the Lord for his transcendent glory and gentle care. You see, that is number three. His glory is transcendence. When you look the nature, Psalm 19 said, the heaven declares the glory of God, the firmament. You can read it. Nature, the glory of nature itself is declaring that there is creator, a designer. And when we look to the nature and how nature is working for all humanity, then we should know that there is somebody that is greater than the nature, because as powerful as atomic bomb is and dangerous it is, there must be a mind that knows how to detonate it. And the mind that knows how to just combine it to work effectively. That is humanity. Then I want to rush because of my time. Then number four said, a comparison. That is, when we want to praise the Lord, we have to compare the transitory nature of humanity with the everlasting rule of God. Let me just read from 15 to 19. That is Psalm 103, verse 15 to 19. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remember it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. You see, when we compare the transitory nature of humanity with the everlasting rule of God, you will see that human being is limited in everything we do. There is no power or no empire, kingdom that survives for life. The issue makes us to understand that the kingdom comes, kingdom goes. It could be by battle, it could be by any natural means. But nature never changes. Always day and night. And this has been established even before humanity came into existence. And we will know that even in the discovery of what man is being discovered within the nature, it's not that humanity is creating anything, it is just being discovered. Then we will be able, when we think of this, the majestic, the wisdom. When you think how humanity can even discover cutting edge in medicine, then you will know that behind this discovery, there is matter of those things being discovered. You remember, even man can even send some satellites even to the space. But satellites need some power, either from the sun, at the center of the solar system. We need to bless the Lord. Majorly when we are able to think of his benefits, when we think properly, then we know that we have to worship God. And even we know that, even in this Psalm 103, when you read down, you will see that even praising the Lord does not limit to human being alone. It is a call for heavens and earth to bless the Lord. what will you ask me? Well, you can only praise the Lord when you're happy. But I want you to know, based on what I just discussed, that when we can think of the benefits of God, this one transcends the think derision. Therefore, as you are listening to this broadcast, we urge us to cultivate the art of gratitude, praising the Lord. When you look back, when I look back, and think of the glory of the benefits of God, we can live when you open your listen to the news, not within one nation, what is going on in the whole world. We can see that there's no real peace in the world. It looks like the peace has eluded humanity. But one thing, a man that have cultivated a heart of gratitude to the Almighty, we know that within that chaos, God is in control. So, to have a gratitude, a heart of gratitude, we have to bypass our feelings. You have to bypass our emotions. We have to bypass our intellect. We have to bypass our will. Will. Because sometimes there may be a time that we don't have the will to thank God. But when you think of his benefit, when I'm able to think of his benefit. Because if you read the book of 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. And when you read Ephesians 5:20, it said, give thanks always for all things unto God. Now, when you and me analyze these two passages, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Ephesians 5:20, you will know and just try to place it in Psalm 103. We will be able to know that our praises unto the Lord is not limited to the science of gratitude or our heart of gratitude unto the Lord does not limit by our materialism. Because when you want to talk about science of the gratitude of praises, from the definition of science, which is the observations, identification, description, experimental, investigation, and theoretical explanation of phenomenon. It may include an activities applied to an object of inquiry or study. You will know that based on this definition, we might be able to justify sometimes the reason why we will not praise the Lord. But when you harmonize it based on that, the two scriptures that are just given out of the Psalm 103. You know, I believe the most reasonable thing for humanity is to cultivate the heart of worshiping and praising the Lord, which I said to be able to do this, we have to be able to bypass our emotion, intellect, and will. Because when we talk about materialism, in human philosophy, materialism can be the theory that physical matter is the only reality and that everything, including thoughts, feeling, mind, and will can be explained in terms of matter and physical phenomena. The theory or attitude that physical well-being and worldly possession constitute the greatest good and highest value in life. I don't want us to base on this materialism, because anything material has beginning and the end. And like we said, for the when we said, why do we have to blame the Lord? And in that number three, we praise the Lord, praise the Lord for his transcendent glory and gentle care. And four, when we compare the transitory nature of humanity with the everlasting rule of God, because when we are able to know that even by study the materials, possession does not bring happiness. Position does not even give happiness. And power does not give happiness. Therefore, in summary, I want us to constitute the heart of gratitude, knowing that a sovereign protector I have, unseen, yet forever at hand, behind the scene, is God working on his own to protect us from serious danger. Therefore, don't be too quick to judge inconvenient circumstances in your life. God may be at work behind the scene to protect you from something more serious. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on December 21st, 2014, on which the topic will be The Victory of Life is Won at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.